Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Breaking through to the other side today. I'll tell you what, it's been a rodeo so far, so this ought to be one of those interesting days. Annabelle, do we have you?
I'm here.
All righty. And Brenda, we got you now. Brenda
here.
Got booted. She was our first boot for the day, so we're hoping that doesn't happen again. Like, oh my goodness. And Annabelle's got an interesting story as she was on her way to the improv this evening. Why don't you share that with us?
Well, Brenda and I had been together earlier today, and I was watching the clock, and it was just like, okay, angels, I'll do what I can do as far as speed-wise driving home. But I said, you do what you can do to get me home by 5 minutes till. I walked in the door at 5 minutes still. They did it again.
I love it. All right. Well, tell us what I'm going to make sure I remember to do this here. So it's like, because I sometimes forget at the beginning. Is tell us how to get a hold of you when you're not on the air with us.
Okay. Me first or Brenda first?
Sure. Yeah,
I'll go ahead, Mom.
About that.
Okay. Well, my name is Annabelle. My real name is Ann Miller. I am from Canton, Ohio. My phone number is 330-484-4807. I've been a psychic medium for many years. I do Reiki, hypnotism, and mainly just psychic medium. I do that about every day. And the phone number, like I said, is 330-484-4807.
Alrighty, and that's how to get a hold of her if you guys would like a personal session. And what we do always tell people is it's so much better. You know, it's like, you know, we offer you know, very limited readings on air, you know, for free. But to really get the good out of you know, any message, I mean, you know, not just messages, but, you know, in-depth readings and that kind of stuff, it's really better for both you and, you know, the psychic or medium, you know, whoever it is you're contacting, to get them personally one-on-one you know, yes, it costs a little bit because time is money. Ask, you know, figure that out with the lawyer. our life is time and our time is valuable. But, you know, to get that personal reading, because, you know, that way they're not distracted with, you know, what's going on in air or like, you know, please, angels, get me back home 5 minutes to hell, you know, in traffic. It's like, you know, those kind of things. It's like that person who you're paying for their services, they have time to sit down and they're fully with you in that time that you know that you're paying for their time. And it's like it just makes it so much better because they're relaxed, you're relaxed. There's nothing, you know, no outside stressors, that kind of stuff. So just keep that in mind, you know, if you want a really good comprehensive reading, if there's things that you don't want on air, you can always contact, you know, these ladies or, you know, any of the people off air and, you know, contract with them for a little bit of their time. And that's what we do. So, okay, Brenda, your turn.
You can reach me at 330-209-7021. And Ike, you can also get me on email at ghostdiggers@gmail.com. And you can get me on Facebook at Brenda Miller Brand.
Okay, okay. I'm still on the .com there. And
okay.
She's on Facebook.
Well, I can't get into the chat room for some reason. I'm trying, but it's just not coming up. I was logged in to Blog Talk on Bonnie's show, but... Do you have a chat room open?
It's open, and I'm typing in it right now, actually. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, that's coming up for me.
All right. You know, sometimes if you refresh, it's like, you know, if you just, like, refresh the page, it'll bring stuff back up. Because sometimes that happens with me, and we always tell people too. It's like, you know, if glitches happen here, you know, if you've been with Blog Talk any amount of time, you know that this happens. So, you know, if for some reason you get kicked out of queue for whatever reason, just call back in. If it kicks you out of chat room, call, you know, log back in. It's like they're not picky because I have been the host, you know, both on air and both in the chat room, and they have unceremoniously booted me off as the host. So if you don't discriminate with booting the host off, believe me, it's like, don't take offense. Just go, okay, you know, we had a blog glitch. Just log back in. We're all good. So that's just the way it goes. Oh, goodness. All righty. Well, we've got a couple callers, and then I'm hoping you guys will have a little bit of a topic talk, but do you want to start with our callers first here, and then we'll do
sure.
a little bit of topic talk? All righty.
Sure.
Ah, she found us. All right. Brenda's in.
Yes, I'm in.
That works. Okay. We're going to start this morning with, it's morning, still morning where I'm at, so it may be afternoon other places. It may be evening other places. So whatever part of the globe you're on, welcome to the show. And area code 973, you are our first person on today. And,
good
you know,
afternoon,
tell...
ladies. Good afternoon, beautifuls. How are you? Thank you for having your show today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
welcome
calling in.
Thank you. I would like to know about a guy, Lewis. I would like to know about him. What do you get from our relationship, and there was someone else that was trying
to
contact him. So.
Names. Let's start with names. What's your name?
Tina. I'm so sorry. It's Tina.
Okay,
Tina. I did her cards yesterday for her, so it's like, yeah, she's looking for a little bit more intuitive things here today.
Yes, yes, Lewis.
I'm seeing him going around in circles. Evidently, he's not sure about something.
Yes.
It's like I'm seeing you standing there, and he's standing there. He's going around in circles. He stops, and then he goes toward you, and it's like he hesitates. And it's like when he starts feeling so serious about you, he gets scared.
That's true.
Because he just kind of, it's like he's going around in circles. He looks at you, and then he goes towards you. Then he's scared. Then he starts going around in circles again. So I would say he's just not sure.
Yes, that sounds
like him. And kind of scared. And just don't push him, okay?
Okay.
Because I just feel like sometimes he feels pressured. Don't do that with him. He doesn't like that. What do you get, Brenda?
He's like a Scorpio. I think he's the Scorpio gentleman, and he's a water sign, so he has more herder feelers.
That is so true. Yes.
And I just see him. I just see him not standing real close to you, more in like in front of you. Like he's just standing there, just like really not doing much of anything. So I don't know if you guys actually together now? Is there some distance between you or?
Yeah, there's some things going on. Like she was saying, he's in a circle. Yeah, but that, do you get the reason why?
I just get that he's not like that close to you right now. I don't know if it's just in mileage closeness or he's, I'm just seeing that he's not that close to you right now.
I understand. Now, there was a person that was trying to reach out to him named Ruby. Is she still in touch with him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the whole thing with him is it's like fear of commitment. That, if I had to just get it down to two words, it's almost that's what I feel. So it's just don't push him.
Yeah.
Go at an even keel, and the relationship is going to be fine. Then there will be the time come that you can talk about, you know, the seriousness after he doesn't feel pressured.
Okay. Now, that person, Ruby, is she more of a friend or is it business? Because that was something that we discussed, too. Well, that was something I was concerned
about.
Well,
I think he told you the truth. It's business.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just had to find out because we have a child together. So I do have another friend, but that person, she had done something really evil. So, yeah, I needed to know if that person was around. Okay, so will she be moving soon?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I get. I wanted to ask about another gentleman, Robert.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Yes, he is.
I feel very sincere, and when he tells you something, he means it, or he wouldn't say it. That's just the kind of guy he is.
That is so true. Yes.
I'm just hearing more worthwhile. I just think that this relationship is more worthwhile than the other one at this point.
Yes, that's so true. The other one is at a distance, but we have a child together, so he told me that we can't just be friends. I would like to be friends with Lewis because we do have a child together, but do you see that we'll be able to just be friends?
In time, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, in time.
In time, yeah. That's what I was thinking. That's why he's confused because I did pull back, but yeah. Oh, okay. And Robert, he'll be okay because he's just being a little quiet, too. He's a very introverted person.
But like I said, he's so honest and sincere, and he's such a nice guy. You know, it's just like you wouldn't want to give him up because he's really nice. If you could put Robert and Lewis together, you'd have one perfect man.
No, you said it like slide me his number. Where's Robert's number? Let me have that.
You'd dial it right up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you like go over there and stand in that circle with Lewis. Let me call his nice one up. Okay, so you'll see the time frame. Okay, so how does Robert see me? Because I told you he's a little introverted.
I just feel a closeness between you two.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And it can go pretty much whatever you want it to be.
Oh, that is so nice. Thank you. Okay.
We will.
Okay, so Robert isn't afraid of commitment.
What?
I said, so Robert isn't afraid of commitment.
I don't think so. But he would take his time.
He does. Yeah, he does take his time.
Because it's like he would make pretty sure that this is what I want the rest of my life before he would make a commitment.
Yes,
right.
And that is exactly how he is. That is so true.
What I want to say about him is he makes sure all his T's are crossed and his I's are dotted before he makes a step forward.
All the ducks in a row.
So.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yes, thank you. It was a little complicated situation, but I had to, I just had to find out. So that's awesome. Okay. You don't see the time frame that Robert will want to move a little closer and do a little more?
Not yet.
Okay.
But he's thinking about it.
That's good. Whew. Okay. And the Ruby will be moving and she won't be speaking to Lewis anymore.
Well, she'll be out of the picture fairly soon. I almost want to say probably by the end of October.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, thank you, ladies, so much. That made me feel
well,
so good.
For
God
calling.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Glad you got the call.
Thank you. Yes,
thank
you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All righty, and we've got, we're going to pick up 805 next, and then we've actually got a question from chat. So let's get to 805. And 805, who are we talking to today?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Donna from California. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Donna.
Okay, my question is, there's a fellow I'm interested in. I went to a Buddhist meeting, and I picked up on his energy that he was going to be in my life somehow. I don't know. I just picked that up. And then there's another fellow from Washington State that's coming into town. I'm going to meet him. Will anything go with any of these two, or will there be someone else coming in?
I'm kind of feeling the one you met at the Buddhist meeting. I'm feeling that can be a past life thing.
Yes.
That there's a connection there because of a past life.
Yes, it was so unbelievable.
Well, I just kind of, I'm not sure that that's going to go into a romantic situation, but you guys are going to be very close. The one from Washington State, I just kind of question it because
okay.
I don't think he is what he says he is.
Okay. Could be. I was kind of feeling that myself, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen to your intuition, lady.
Yes, well, that's the truth.
Learning to trust him.
Yes.
We need to talk a little bit about learning to trust your own intuition. We do. That's a good topic.
What do you pick up, Brenda? What do you pick up? You still there, Brenda?
Yes.
Hello?
Hold on. Hold on a second here.
He's
I've got something going on
difficult.
Here at home. So hold on.
So if the guy from the Buddhism isn't going to happen, which I wish it would because I felt so much love and heartfelt and just such kindness from him, do you think he's a little younger than I? He's probably 10 years younger, so I don't know if that, you know.
That doesn't make any difference.
No.
It's not that it couldn't turn into that, but I don't feel that it's going to be like a quick thing. I just kind of feel like you're going to get very close. You will see each other together. You know, you'll be together. You'll see each other. You'll talk to each other. You could go out to dinner together. You know, so it could be that. I just feel when I think of the guy from Washington State, it's just like I want to turn around and go in the other direction. It's just like I feel like it's not worth my time. Yeah.
Yeah.
See what Brenda's picking up on it.
Sorry about that. Actually, I have to go for about 10 minutes. I've got something going on here. I got to go, but I'm sorry. The guy from the Buddhist meeting, I just feel like a really closeness, almost like just, I want to say, I'm hearing kindred spirits. That's what I'm hearing. So the guy from Washington State, I'm not feeling real warm and fuzzy about that. Not that he's a bad guy. I just don't know that it's going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, you felt that already.
Yeah, so maybe a lunch or something, a walk on the beach. Yeah.
Possibly, yeah. I just kind of feel you're kind of staying around with other people, maybe having lunch, mm-hmm. talking, and getting to really know each other.
Yeah. Will I ever get married? I mean, I've never been married, and it's something that I've always wanted to do, and it just hasn't gone into that. My last boyfriend passed away. I probably would have gone into marriage. I've been with him for 8 years.
What's his first name?
John.
He's already in the process of bringing somebody into your life.
Oh, how wonderful.
Because he knows what you need. So he will bring someone in. I think he's kind of an instigator in the Buddhist guy.
Oh. Wow.
And so it all depends on, how the whole relationship goes, and the final thing is your decision as to what you want to do with your life. But I think he had something to do with it, and he says to tell you, I'm just fine, honey.
Good. Well, see, I want a deep, deep friendship with a man before it evolves into anything romantic. So that's probably why you're picking up the kindred friendship, because there's no other way for me.
Well, and that's what the Buddhist guy is going to be.
Oh, good.
You know, it's going to be like a friendship situation. And then if you want it to go further, then it could.
Yeah, because it's nice to feel very comfortable with somebody and know them. And, you know, it's a good feeling. You know, once the man really cares for you on a deep level, then I think it's fine. Then it's... Otherwise, I just can't. I just don't feel comfortable.
Well, it's almost with Guy. What's his first name?
I don't know.
The Buddhist. Okay. That's okay. I can almost feel him through you, okay? I feel that there probably has been at least 3 lifetimes that you've been together.
Oh.
So that's why the feeling. Okay, it's just like when we meet somebody in a store, okay, and we have a close feeling with them. They might come back into our life maybe for 15 minutes just because we didn't finish something in another lifetime.
Yeah.
But you've been with him before. You've been the man, and twice you were the woman, okay? And it's England, France, and Germany is where you've been.
My grandfather, that's where he came from, Germany, and this fellow is from Poland originally, and that's where my grandmother's from.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have a lot to do with,
that's really why the closeness that you felt with him. Because it's not normal for you to get that close to somebody that you've just met.
No. It's just when I got around him a couple times, I just opened up.
Just so natural.
Very.
Yeah.
Very, very natural.
Well,
to
you're going to see him again very soon.
Oh, good. Yeah. I heard my mother, who's on the other side, say that he was coming to Santa Barbara.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, I actually heard her tell me that. So I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, just say, okay, Mom, where is he going to be? What time is he going to be there?
Exactly. I haven't got that yet. Oh, gosh.
Well, your lives are just coming together again. I just feel you two, you're going to see him fairly soon.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. Makes me happy. Definitely. Like I said, it doesn't happen all the time.
Uh-huh.
Or at least, I wasn't even looking to have an experience, and I had it,
Uh-huh.
So it just happened, so that was nice. Okay.
Well, you can look forward to seeing him again.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm excited. I've been losing a little weight and taking care of my skin and just nurturing myself. getting
ready.
Thing to do. Yeah, getting ready. Being prepared. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right. Alrighty. Have a wonderful day.
You and as too. Always, call back in and let us know how things go. We always like that confirmation and say, yeah, this worked out, this happened, and it's like, or this. Sometimes it's like, this didn't quite happen yet, and it's like, because one of the things, one of the gals, Laura Perrette, on Thursday, it's like, she was manifesting to like sell her house. And it didn't happen until a full year after she expected it to. So sometimes it's not that the answer is no. It's just it's not quite time yet. So sometimes it takes longer to happen than you think it's going to. Just saying.
Well, and when you just know that there's a time and place for everything, for your highest and best, that's what you got to think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll keep in touch with you. Thanks again.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. And we're going to fit in a couple questions from chat here. Our first chat question is from Lexi. And she said she just reunited with a friend. His name is Darren, that she has not seen in over 20 years. And the question is, will this be a close friendship or will it develop into a relationship, a romantic relationship?
I feel that it's going to be into a romantic, but I don't want to get there too quick.
Okay.
So it's just like I feel like I want to take my time with it because of the – it's just like they know the same people. They remember the same things. They're so natural together that
right.
it could go into a romantic relationship a little too soon. So I just want to tell her, hold off a little bit and just stay friends for a little while, then go with the romantic.
Okay, so like rekindle the friendship and then go for the romance, okay?
Yeah.
All righty, okay. And then our second question, she says, will do. Thank you. All righty, and let's see. Okay, the next one is from Little Fairy. She says, I would like to ask, you know, friend of Annabelle, pick up anything on my love life, please. Unfortunately, she has no love interest around at the moment. Very sad face.
bless her heart. Somebody is going to come back in, but I don't want to give much credibility to that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm like getting the mid-November, okay, so I'm just seeing the 15th of November. So by the 15th of November, it could be today, tomorrow, next week, but from this day and this time to the 15th of November, there will be somebody important in her life. She is going to be in love.
Aha, okay. Okay, that's big because this is August. Okay, so we got September, October. Okay, so between now and the next 2.5 months. Okay, that's something I kind of picked up was it's good. You know, give it a little time. I'm just thinking, give it a little time. And it's like the other thing I'm going to say is you got to get out your own front door. It's like make sure you're out in the public because unless it's going to be the milkman, the postman, or the UPS guy, you need to get out and meet people. So. And the first thing, it was really funny that leaped to mind was like something in like a library setting or something like that. It's like, I don't know, library, there are like a lot of books around, maybe at a bookstore, maybe it's like, you know, Hastings, Starbucks bookstore type thing or, you know, but it's that you're going to be out, I think she's going to be out in public somewhere. It's like, you know, you got to get out in your own front door.
I'm getting that too. I'm getting like either a concert.
Okay.
A bookstore or like in, it's like a comfortable setting, okay? Could even be a class that she goes to that there's a lot of people there or go to where there's a speaker. But I'm feeling mostly like the concert, the bookstore, or a speaker, going to hear somebody speak.
Speak, okay. Class or seminar.
Because there's a lot of people around and it's not... it's not like family. It's not like a wedding or a reunion. This is where other people that she doesn't know are.
And she says, I don't go out much except for work or grocery shopping. So it's like, okay, so no, I don't think it's going to be the infamous guy or the vegetable aisle. But
well, I just want to tell her, go to Walmart, because it could be Walmart. I just heard Walmart.
Walmart, okay. Go to Walmart and hang out in the book section.
There you go.
Walmart book section. All right. That
or works. Maybe, you know how Walmart has different places you can eat? Maybe just grab lunch at Walmart too.
Oh, there you go. All right. Yeah. Buy your book and sit at the deli place. There you go.
there you go.
Make the trips through the vegetable aisle there too. It's like they got veggies, a book, and then sit down and have lunch. Okay, they got it all.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, she is going to meet somebody though.
Okay. There you go. She will do that. Goodness. All right. Okay. And we have another caller here. It's like looks like we dropped one. I hope they heard our earlier bit there where we said, if it kicks you off, please log back in or call back in. Area code. You're welcome. Okay. Yes. Little Fairy said, thank you very much. Okay. And it's like, definitely. Okay. Area code 615. 615. You're on live with us. Who do we have?
Hi, my name is Talisha. How are you?
Talisha.
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I guess my question is, I want to know if I will be able to, study hard enough or work at it hard enough to get psychic abilities. Or if I'm just doing it incorrectly now.
No, you're not doing anything incorrectly. The only thing that you're doing is doubting yourself, okay? You need to just know that you were born with it. We were all born with it. And then whatever you want to do with it, you can do. And mainly, you can just ask your angels, your guide, to guide you in the direction that you, if you need a teacher, bring that teacher into your life. If you are born with it, you have it, you really don't need anything else but to ask the questions. You know, just say, I really want to be more psychic than I am now. And sometimes you may feel like flu symptoms, like you're going to the bathroom and both ends at the same time. Sometimes you may feel that, and that a lot of times is when you're changing guides. And when you change guides, then you are higher spiritually. And you will get information, but the main thing is don't doubt it. Don't second guess it. Just know just feel it.
Go with that
okay?
First intuition. Go with that gut feeling. Right.
That's it. I'm holding my stomach as you're saying that. It's just
that's
like.
Okay.
If you feel it's right, just like if you have to make a decision. Say you were offered 3 jobs at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, my goodness, I'll make more money with this one, but I don't like the guy I'm going to work for. Or this one that sounds good, but I don't know. But I really feel good with this one. That's the one you take.
Right.
When you feel that it is the right way to go. When you hesitate and you think, I don't know if I should do this or not, then you know from then on it's going to be a mistake. Because it's built in. You've got it.
Yeah.
You don't have to search for it. You have it.
You know, but I understand what she's asking, though. It's like part of it is learning to trust your intuition. Because, I mean, we've all been at that starting point. We've all been at that preschool or kindergarten, step-in moment where you first start, getting messages. You first start, listening to your body, listening to your feelings. And you go, is this real or is it Memorex? It's like, can I really trust this? But, what you'll find out, because you sound kind of young. I'm just going to put it there. I didn't start doing some of this until I was, in my 20s and early 30s. And it takes a while. I can honestly say it takes a while. I'm still working on that. It's like I still get, you know, what I call the nudges and the, you know, and the whispers and the whatever. And it's like, and if I get them and if I get them clear, I go, okay. And then if I try to second guess them and it turns out bad, I go, dang it, I should have gone with what I heard the first time. So it's like, it's, you know, for me, it's still a work in progress, which is why I don't do it on the air, because I'm still experimenting it with home and family. But, you know, it's just, it's learning to have that confidence, and it's just learning to go, I mean, I am. I'm finally getting to the point where I'm going, okay, I'm listening. Okay, what? You know? Just tell me, and I'll take the first thing I get. But it is, it's a process to, you know, to go through that and really trust it, because, you know, when you first start out, you go, it's kind of like, I don't know if you, like I said, you sound kind of young, so I don't know if you've ever seen Thomas Selleck as Magna P.I. He always talked about his little voices, you know, my little voices tell you, and it's like, and you do, and you don't want to go around telling people, yeah, I got little voices, because they look at you and go, I know some very lovely men in some white coats, and they'll come visit you. It's like, and we'll help you get rid of those voices, you know, you don't want that. But, you know, it's hard because there's, you know, there's some people you can talk to this about, and there's some people you cannot talk to this about, because some people go, oh, my God, you're schizophrenic, you know, you need drugs, you need, you know, whatever. And really and truly, you don't. And that's one of our, and I will say that's one of the topics I kind of want to talk about is our society today and what they do with what they put in our water, with what they put in our food, with what they put in all the stuff that they're doing to us. They are literally trying to dumb us down, not just intellectually, but they're trying to suppress like the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus, which are all three in our brains. And that's the stuff that tags us in, you know, and kind of opens up and targets us in to our extrasensory perception, our intuition, our, you know, psychic, our gut feeling, our hunches. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, some people seem really scared of the word psychic. So it's like, you know, find an alternative word that doesn't scare people, you know, including yourself. You know, but just be aware, it's like your diet and the way you treat your body, that has a lot to do with getting clarity. I will say, you know, drinking things like, you know, water with, you know, 8 ounces of water with, like, say, a tablespoon of lemon juice in it, you know, throughout the day, that helps clear your body. It helps clear some of the toxins and things out physiologically, because we are, you know, still a physical body as well as spirit. I don't know, Brenda? Or not Brenda, sorry. She'll be back soon. Annabelle, it's like, I'm sorry about that. Can you add some to that too? It's like, you know, because there's so many things in our environment, you know, so many pollutants and things like that. There are things that we can do cleansing-wise, including like what I do at night. It's like when you take a shower, I don't just take a physical shower. I take what I call an aura shower. It's like, while you're in the water, it's like, you know, you do prayer or you do, you know, whatever it is that you do to cleanse, not just your body, but, you know, cleanse your etheric body, cleanse your spiritual body, cleanse, you know, the energy around you, cleanse your energetic body. So it's like you cleanse every night because you don't want to take stuff from you, you know, that you've collected throughout the day. You want to cleanse it and let it go literally down the drain at night before you go to sleep. So with that being said,
that's really good. That's good. I know when I, the first psychic fair that I ever worked, I got a murder victim right away. And
oh,
it was
wow.
Just, I was like brand new. They wanted to know who did it, where they were, and everything like that. And
wow.
it stuck to me. I brought it home with me. And
oh.
I didn't know what to do. And one of the psychics suggested that. Get in a shower and
yep.
allow all of the negativity to go down the drain, and it works. But
yeah.
I didn't get into this professionally until I was in my 50s. And
wow.
it just has always been natural for me. I really didn't need any classes or anything because I just ask and I know what to do. But I
right.
trust implicitly. And that's what
right.
we have to do. We have to trust completely that we're given only for our best. We're not given anything
right.
negative. If anything
yeah.
feels negative in your life, you have to cancel it immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah,
that's
I have success with, you know, the intuitive stuff. I do pretty well with my cards, and I've done some automatic writing, which has turned out to be pretty good as well. I'm trying to expand into mediumship, but
I don't know. It's like
I was gonna say, you need. I will put in my two cents on that one. If you're gonna try mediumship, that's, I'll say, a little riskier from what I understand. It's like you need to know really how to protect yourself, because in that instance, as I understand it, and you guys can, you know, Annabelle, Brenda, you can correct me if I'm wrong. As I understand it, that's actually letting, you know, the spirit of a deceased person come into you and literally for a small amount of time, like, you know, share your body or take control, something like that. And if you get, let's just say, one of a lower vibration that you've allowed in, sometimes they don't want to leave. So just be really, I'm going to say, be really cautious, you know, doing that kind of stuff. It's like, it's different taking messages than it is actually like being a medium, but Annabelle and Brenda, it's like, go for it. Give us.
Well,
I would say
the very first thing to do, okay, is completely protect yourself from anything that is not for your highest and best good. You allow no negative spirit to enter. And then one of the quickest ways, I think, to protect yourself is to think of being in a cocoon of mirrors facing outward. So if I was looking at you, I would see myself, okay? So if you have those mirrors facing outward, and then you take away all negativity, any evil, anything that is not for your highest and best good, you send it back with peace, love, and joy. And then you start working to receive, as long as you're protected, to receive, okay? And sometimes the people that you want to talk to may not be ready to talk, okay? But
right,
if they know that you want a message from them, they will come through. And since you're already doing automatic writing, they may come through that way.
Okay.
But
okay,
you will receive it. You're receiving it now, but it's like you're not... I want to say you're not trusting it enough. It's just like you're thinking, oh, yeah, sure, you know.
Yes, I have to, like,
you're thinking of memorized.
There has to be, like, a step-by-step process, and if that didn't happen, no, it's not right.
Well, the main thing I'll say, stay away from a Ouija board.
No, I don't think I'll ever play with one of those.
No.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of research on those, and I'm not really feeling that.
Yeah, kidding. Okay, but, Brenda, want to add anything there?
The only thing that I do, too, is I would find when I would do, like, ghost hunting and things like that, when I would try to communicate, if I would put the mirrors up and everything, I found out that I protected myself so much I didn't get any information. So now what I do is I picture like angels around my head, and then I picture the messages coming through the top of my head, and only for the highest and best good of the people that I'm reading for. So that's in addition to what Mom and I both do, that's what I do too, so that I know the information's coming through. Because I would lock myself down to the point I wouldn't get anything. So
<Wow. laughs>
I would really protect myself.
We had a comment in chat here. It said she discovered that she had mediumship qualities when the visitors just started popping into her head. Like, happened that way too.
Well, that's another reason why I started looking into it. I had a bad experience just
Ooh.
Out of the blue, and I couldn't get rid of it, and it was driving me crazy. It was driving other people in my house that were, you know, crazy, that were sensitive as well, and I've just been trying to work on learning protections and how...
Yep.
What I may have done myself to create that scenario.
Yeah.
What did you get? Did you get rid of it?
Yeah, I ended up getting rid of it. I guess out of frustration, I just yelled at it.
Well, and usually they will listen. You know, if you just say, this isn't where you're supposed to be, this is my home, you're not welcome here, please leave. A lot of times they will leave like that.
Yeah.
If not, then you get out the smudge stick and you start all that stuff.
Yeah, like what she was saying, one thing you can really be proactive with is, you know, I want only, you know, that which is for the best, highest, most positive, loving good for myself and all mutual parties involved, to be able to come in and do messages or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you only will let in what is for your good. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anybody you're dealing with.
Yeah.
That you want the perfect, precise information now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is
and this
it?
Will be archived. So I'm seeing you sit there with a pen and paper, and it's like, no, this will be an archive. You can come back and listen to the show.
I am writing it down. Dang it.
No, really, you can go back and listen to archives and download it, and it's like, and listen to it again and take it, you know, piece by piece, because at least, you know, you'll be able to stop it if you want to transcribe it. So
I'm looking at the chat box, and it says it could have been a Klingon. What is a Klingon?
Could have been a Klingon.
That's kind of what you had.
Yeah. Not a Klingon like Star Trek. No, it's like they're like entities that they like, you know, to attach. It's like literally, you know, you think of the Klingons like the sticky things on Windows. It's like attachments. There we go. It's like they try to attach to the living because they think they're not quite done, you know, living themselves or something, and they want to try to have control in the physical world still. But it's
and
like,
then
yeah,
there is
salt water.
There is
salt
those
water
things.
Is a way to get rid of them. And vinegar.
Okay.
Pardon me? I didn't hear that last part. What did you say about vinegar?
Oh, I said salt water is a really good way to get rid of them. It's like, you know, like make some salt water in a spray bottle and spray yourself down with that before you take a shower. I also use vinegar. You know, you can use vinegar. You can use lemon. I've done what I call the salad in the bath. It's like, you know, you can do the onion and garlic and chop it up, you know, with the vinegar and oil stuff. And it's like, you come out smelling like a salad.
Oh,
yeah. You want to let onions go down the drain. It clogs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then there is, you know, like you can have the attachment or the entity that gets inside of you, but also like the walk-in. Now, that's like a contract between you and somebody in spirit that they can take your body because you're done with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's a whole other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's an agreement. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
When they just pop also, in and they're not welcome, then you got to get them out of there.
Yeah. Also, since you can use salt water anytime, you know, not just before a shower. But some of these, it's like they come in and they literally... they cause chaos. It's like we just watched the cartoon version of Sinbad. It's like the, you know, the goddess Eros, who is the goddess of chaos, whatever. But it's like they feed off of negative emotions. And it's like there's, I can't remember if it was Maggie who was telling me or if it was Linda. Somebody told me just within the past couple of weeks, it's like they're called, some of them are called Arconian attachments. And they are very low vibrating, like entity, if you will. But they come in and they literally... they cause chaos. It's like, you know, they might make your environment, you know, so you go, oh, I don't have to pick this up. I don't have to dust. I don't have to whatever. It's like, and the messier the environment gets, the more chaos they can cause. It's like they get you to feeling negative, or they get you to feeling, you know, lower vibration. And then they feed off that. It's kind of like a psychic vampire energy type of thing. But it's like literally they cause disturbance so they can feed off of, you know, any kind of negativity or, you know, anger, envy, you know, whatever that comes up. It's like literally that's what they live on. So it's like by keeping stuff in a higher vibration, you know, into a more loving vibration, it's like souring the milk for the baby. And it's like they go, oh, I can't survive here. So it's like, bye-bye.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. I get off-center.
Yeah.
Every so often, like a couple of times a month, I get really off-center. But this particular time, it was really bad, like completely negative thoughts. I almost felt like somebody was taking over my body because I could not function at all, like to get dressed or anything. It was just difficult, and it was just a bunch of negative emotions. Like, I sat one time and I just wrote it all down because I was like, there's no way that I'm thinking all of these things. And
yeah.
I couldn't believe that that was me. And it took about 3 or 4 days before.
To realize it wasn't you.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, just leave me alone. It just went away. Like, I was on the phone
because
I couldn't figure out what to do.
And just keep protecting yourself so they just cannot get in. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I like that one with the mirror. It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen the, Disney Pixar. It's like, it was The Incredibles, and it's like their daughter is like, I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, I don't know, whatever, you know, they were like strong and elastic girl or something. But they had two children, and the older girl had like, she could create a force field. And it's like, so when I go, you know, when I talk to people, I go, if you've ever seen that, it's like, you know, visualize like a force field, you know, around yourself. So either a personal one or, you know, if you're a Star Trek fan, you know, visualize the force field around the ship, you know, type of thing. But it's like, it's that kind of thing. But when you start it, you can start it in the center from your heart. And it's like, literally you push it out through your body and you just expand it. So you take everything with you as it goes, and it pushes it to the outer edge, and then it's like, you know, it's like literally flick it off like you're flicking off drops of water. But I like that thing with the mirrors or with the shielding. So it's like you have this kind of rubber ball, if you will, so it's a bouncy reflective surface.
Well, and then like you said, you know, with the that you're doing with the starting from the inside, you can also just put yourself in a big crystal. And that's quick to imagine that I'm in the middle of the big crystal. Nothing can get in there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So whatever you can do, because if something comes up in the daytime for you that is just really scary, then you just put yourself that protection around you, and you need sometimes the quickest thing you can get, and the mirrors or the crystal or what you were saying, you know, it's like that's quick, and you can have that protection like right now.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Okay. I definitely need to work on that. I'll take all of your advice, I promise, and put it forward.
Clear crystal, preferably oval.
Well, you're bringing it.
Diamonds are hard.
Well, you're bringing it in, and that's what the important thing is. Just don't doubt it, and don't allow any negative to come in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Back. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Yes, you'll have a book here pretty soon.
I was going to say, this is the stuff that books are made of. Is, you know, it's like you kind of do your diary, and they say, you know, you just you keep writing stuff down, and pretty soon you have enough memoirs that you go, I'm just going to print this, and this is good.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, goodness.
So I plan on doing that soon.
Righty. Sounds awesome.
Well, send us a signed copy.
I definitely will, because I can. This information may be of great help to me, so I really appreciate it. I've been wrecking my brain all week trying to figure out, because I do readings for people, just not like as a complete like living like off of that income. I do readings for people for, you know, my friends and my family and things like that, but I was worried about going any further with it because of that particular situation. I didn't want to invite any negative energy in.
Yeah. Right.
From
anywhere. you just tell any negative energy out there, you're not allowed in.
Exactly.
Door's locked.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, thank you so much again, and I will let y'all get on to the next callers.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, yep.
Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Well, speaking of that, it's like, looks like we're at the hour, and I just got a text message. It's like, Yeah, Leslie is not going to show up for the second hour, but coincidentally, we don't have any more callers in queue, so if anybody had any questions, it's like now would be the time to ask, but I'm not sure. I think, I'm not sure, Annabelle and Brenda, it's like what your schedules are today?
I have to leave. So I have to go at, like, within the next few minutes, so I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
Well, if anybody calls in, I'll be here for a while.
Okay, sounds good. Well, chatters, it's like for you guys who hang with us all the time and you listen all the time and you're faithful there, it's like if you guys want to call in, of course, you know our number. I'm going to put it in there. Is 347-838-8864. So this would be the morning to, or afternoon as it may be, or evening. If you got a question, call in. And we have a couple people typing going, okay. let's see. Okay, Light Up the Darkness says, got anything about my love life? Okay.
Do you have her name?
Light, do you have a, do you have, you know, is, do you have a name that, that we can use on air that is, you know, more closer to your birth name? she said, okay, it's me again, Talisha. Okay, let's see. Are you 615? Let's see. Okay, hang on. There we go. There we go. Is that Talisha? Yes,
yeah,
okay. She's still there.
I was going to listen, though, but since y'all are so bored, I'll give you something to do.
Oh, we're never bored. We always have topic talk. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I guess I haven't really been focused on relationships, but if y'all want to give her love information for me, that would be okay.
I'm feeling somebody there with you that's fairly close to you now. I don't feel like a wedding is planned, but I do feel like there's someone that you may see once in a while.
Oh, like someone from past, like somebody that I used to see?
Yeah.
Or somebody new? Oh, okay.
I don't feel anybody new right now, okay? I probably get into toward the end of September, and somebody is almost going to fix you up, like a friend would want you to go out with somebody they know.
Oh, okay, so I'm sorry. I'm just thinking
okay.
A specific person. And this is someone that I've went out with before. Ew. I can't think of it.
No, I'm feeling like you're going
to... I'd be willing to do that with... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm feeling somebody that you already know, okay, that you might see once in a while. And then the new one is coming in, you know, in September. And it is somebody that you know, say a girlfriend, wants you to go out with this guy. You haven't gone out with him yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm also feeling I'll answer this and then I'll go. I'm also feeling like a chance meeting in December. Like you're not even going to be expecting to meet anyone. It's a chance meeting. You're going to run into them, and boom, it's, you know, you're going to like each other, and so you've got a couple things coming.
Are they in the same state with me now, or is that
who the
they...
December one? I don't even know if you know this person yet.
Oh, okay. I'm planning on moving out of state is why I asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just going to be, I just feel a chance meeting. Like, you know, like stars in your eyes and hearts over your head, you know, like in the cartoons when they fall in love. That's what I'm seeing. So.
Oh, no, that sounds like me.
Like, wow.
Oh, no. make sure to stay focused then. I am not staying in Tennessee for anybody. Oh, no. I'm not. I can't do it. But that, it sounds like fun.
Well, I think you're looking forward to the move, too.
I am looking forward to the move. I can't wait. I wish I could go now, but I have to probably wait until at least until the end of October. So it will be sometime after that.
All right. And we do have another caller here. It's like, I'll bet they've called in because they wanted to catch Brenda before she took off.
Thank you, ladies.
Hang on just a minute here. And we're going to, there we go. 928, we got you on. Just before Brenda.
Hi, it's Maggie.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if you're seeing anything in my love life or travel plans. If I have any, preferably out of the country.
Well, I was just going to ask you, are you planning a trip out of the country? Because I see you going, like, overseas.
Oh, hooray! No, I wasn't planning at all. I'm just dreaming.
I want to say, like, maybe Europe, like, something in Europe, overseas. So.
Oh, that sounds heavenly. So then I guess, like, I need money to come in first to do that. So that's good news. Awesome.
Budget and set goals, yes.
Yeah. Anybody to go with? Or will this be a solo trip?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a significant other. I want to say maybe just a friend. What do you think, Mom?
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like a woman friend.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
But I'm feeling like a tour. Like there's different countries. Like there's France and England, and I'm feeling different countries. It's
nice.
Like a tour.
Can you feel like the temperature, time of year type of thing?
I'm getting springtime. How about you, Brenda?
Well, I'm thinking, are you thinking in those countries or here? I'm thinking, I'm seeing it wet. I don't know what it is, what season this is over there, but kind of wet, rainy, gloomy, but I think that's the way it is over in England and France. So
yeah.
I don't know.
For sure.
But, yeah, I would say more closer to spring.
Okay.
Spring.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
And as far as love life, okay, what are you getting, Brenda?
Well, I do think someone's coming in your direction. I do feel somebody coming in your direction. He's kind of tall, taller, well, thin, kind of on the thin side.
Do you have like an age range?
I want to say 50s.
Ooh, nice.
Like, you know, like, well, maybe mid to late 50s, something like that, early 60s, but.
I like younger guys, yeah.
What do you think, Mom?
I think he must be he's either in sales or something because he's not cocky, but he's very sure of himself and he walks very straight.
So he's a strong person, like a strong
yes.
personality.
But
yeah,
yes,
was...
but I don't feel like arrogant or egotistical. It's
sure,
just
no.
like he's very confident. Yeah.
Yeah, very sure of himself.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I like confidence
and,
without ego.
Well, there's someone that could come back in, too, that you knew a long time ago.
Oh,
but
Lord.
But that's not gonna last.
At least on a romantic level.
Yeah, it's not going to It's like it starts out really good. You're thinking seriously, and then it just doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that out already. All right, so then I'll keep my eyes peeled for a tallish guy.
Tall, nice-looking guy. Yeah, hey, I'm sure you don't have to keep your eyes peeled because you're going to notice him in a hurry.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well,
she's tall, too, so he'll probably notice her also. She is called Tallest Beauty and for a reason.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, ladies, and you enjoy the Labor Day coming up this weekend, I believe it is.
I think Bonnie are gonna have a show on Labor Day. Bonnie's gonna be back for sure. She said for sure this time, third time's a charm. Next week she will be back. So we will be back on Mondays and Tuesdays next week.
Oh, good. Miss you guys. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye. All right. I'll see you. Thank you. See you later.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Drive safely.
Okay. I will. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Absolutely. Okay. And 814, I think. Is this Angie?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
I've been better. How are you?
All righty.
Well, you got to be better again.
This gal I've been concerned about because the last time she came in, she's got somebody who recently passed and is really looking for some messages on the other side, you know, like make sure they're okay, you know, if they have anything to say, because this was somebody that was kind of close to her.
Yeah. Do you need his name?
Yeah, I need the name, and also I'm getting three people that have passed. Okay.
Wow.
What was the last one?
His name's Justin.
He says, don't worry so much, baby.
That's too hard.
He's doing well. He's got some people that around his same age that they're with him, okay?
Okay.
He's like riding a scooter or I don't know what you call a moped or something. He's having fun.
Oh my. Sounds like him. And then tomorrow's his birthday, so it's just like
more and more.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be around you, and mainly because you're pulling him in, he can't get away from you. But yeah, he'll be around you for a while, and he's checking on you, okay? And he wants you to get it together, okay? That's the way he's saying it. Get it together, okay?
I'm trying, but it's just like I am so used to just picking up my phone and calling or texting him, and I can't do that anymore.
Well,
it's fast communication, but it's like it's probably harder to hear his voice right now.
Yeah,
but you can feel it. It's just like if you would think about him, you can feel him or you can smell him, or you know that he's around. He'll let you know, and he could even be playing some tricks and moving some of your jewelry and, you know, doing funny things too.
Sounds like Justin.
Now,
but
is there
the
a grandma
other one that are there? It could be my great grandmother. She always comes through. She's never far.
She just checks on you.
Oh.
You know, she just checks to make sure that you're okay and things are going all right.
Sounds like her. She likes to say my name in my house too.
Oh. Good.
And then the other one, I feel, is he an older man?
Well, there's really two more. I'm seeing another one. There's a woman. There's a woman and a man.
Oh, I don't know who the other woman would be, but the man's probably my uncle, or he was like my dad.
What's his first name?
Robert or Bob.
He just said you can call me Bob. he's like a jokester. He's funny. He says you're getting better, kid. Okay.
I know what that means.
So okay, that's his message to you. The woman I kind of feel was like a friend of your mother's, an aunt, someone who's that's the woman that I'm feeling. Okay.
Yeah,
because
right.
If it wasn't a relative, it felt like a relative, somebody you were close to.
Yeah. Well, this is another one of my aunts, which would be his sister.
Okay, and what would her name
be? And I don't know. It could be Patsy or Betty or Helen. There's so many of them.
I think it's Patsy.
Oh, Aunt Patsy.
Yeah, I think it's her. She's just kind of worried about you. And every once in a while, like when you're sleeping, she
mm-hmm.
kind of, like you would feel like somebody's holding your hand. And you think, oh, it's a bug or something, and you go to, you know, to get
mm-hmm.
rid of it. But she kind of slides her hand in with yours and kind of squeezes when you're sleeping.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's with you, helping you through this.
Yeah, there's like Kelly. I've been doing leaps and bounds. Like I can hear people now. I get visions. I see things. I hear things. I can get names. Like ever since Justin passed, like I've been. It's been like turned up to 10. Like I get so much more information now.
Exponential.
Well,
that's helping
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I don't know if it's him or if it's... And you know how I've been so afraid to tell my aunt that my uncle's coming to me, Kelly? Remember that whole, I finally told her, and I told her what picture that he wanted out and everything, and that was him that said that I'm getting better. So that made me feel good. Yeah.
How did she take that? Was she okay with that?
Well, she was like, you know, I go to church every Sunday. We're not supposed to believe in this stuff. But I was giving her things that I wouldn't know unless I was at her house. And I haven't been to her house since he passed away. So.
Wow.
Well, one
no,
thing you opened.
Yeah,
you
ahead.
Opened her mind. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because it's. He's been coming to me for months, and he's always wanted me to talk to her, but I was afraid he was going to hate me, so I never would say anything. And then, like a week ago, he just forced his way through.
Well, and they do that. They'll just keep after and after and after you to tell what they want them to hear, because they won't hear it. They won't let them through because they don't believe in it.
Well,
yeah,
or they're afraid. I mean, it's a lot of fear, you know. And since she's a good church-going person, here's something you can share with her that might help. It does say God is a spirit, you know, capital S spirit, and those who worship worship with spirit and truth. And then you go back to Ecclesiastes, and it says, you know, when the body becomes, you know, when we die, the body returns to dust from which it came, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. So. You know, you can tell her, obviously, you know, Uncle has returned to God because, and he's in God's spirit world because God's living in the spirit world, and that's what the angels are, a spirit. So it's like, really, there's, you know, and because people get so, you know, caught up in, oh my goodness, you know, all the bad stuff. But reminder, too, that it's like when there was war in heaven, Satan only took one-third of the angels down. That means there were two faithful angels that stayed for every one that defected. So there's, you know, God still got a 2-to-1 ratio on them, okay? So they have the ability to get things through because there's still more light than there is dark. So it's like if any of that would help her, you know, it's like from a scriptural point of view, you know, just kind of maybe share that with her and she can go, oh, and be more comfortable with it.
Well, he would show me things that only she would know. And I was like, I was telling her, and she was like, yeah, that's still there. Yeah, that's there. Yeah. I'm like, well, see? And I haven't been there, so I can't tell you if his nose spray is still sitting on his nightstand or not.
Right.
Well, that's what I feel that you did open her mind to it, though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
she might even be asking you questions. Pardon me.
Yeah, I hope so. For months he was showing me this picture of him and her together, and he even showed me where he wanted it out and wanted it set up at. And I told her about that, and she went and found the picture and put it where he wanted it. Like, he would show it to me sitting on their dresser in her bedroom. And I kept telling her, like, you need to get that picture out.
That's a good thing, because you opened her mind. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's just like in the Bible, how many times did kings call for the prophecies? You know,
right.
What
the
should
prophet.
I do? You know, way back when they
yep.
ask, you know, and it's just like, I don't know how people can think that this is of the devil or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I grew up in, with her going to church every Sunday, so like telling me that, like, this is all the devil's work and people that do it are evil. And then my uncle started coming to me and was like, you can do this. And then I was like,
I'm just on the other side. Hello.
I was like being pulled in two directions. Like, I want to help people, but then I was worried my aunt was going to hate me. And it was bad.
Well, it worked out well, and she put the picture where he wanted it, so he's happy now.
Oh, good. He's happy? He sees it there now, finally?
Oh, yeah. He knows you did your job.
Oh. And that's why he said.
That's the other side, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why he said that I'm getting better. That's the reason. That's why I was like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, it's been crazy. Justin even came into one of my dreams already, but he was really far away. Like, I knew he was there, but, like, you know, there was, like, a wall between us. Like, he couldn't figure out how to get closer to me.
I don't think it was a dream.
Oh.
I think he was, I think he's trying to figure out how to do that, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's like, it takes a lot of energy. It's like when the lights blink and stuff. It takes a lot of energy for them to manifest that we could actually see them. But he's trying to figure out. But I don't think
that
was
better. They do get better at that. It's like us on this side. It's like when they first get over, they don't necessarily know how to do that, but they learn skills on the other side, and they can get better over time with manifesting.
Yeah, my uncle got better. When he first started coming to me, he would be, like, yelling at me from the other room. And now, like, he's right beside me. So he's much better.
Well, you're getting good information. You need to be thankful for that.
Oh, I am. Like, I'm getting all kinds of stuff. And that was so funny that Aunt Patsy was there, because, like, a month ago she was in one of my dreams, too.
Wow.
Well, and, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, it's actually like a visitation, and we just think it's a dream. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I had another – I have so many dead people in my dreams.
Okay, let me say this before you say that. There's a really cool book out. Okay, the guys, and I can't remember if I've given this to you before or not. Is the author's name is Kyriakos C. Markides. His Greek name is Kyricos, middle initial C, and then Markides is Markides. He wrote three books. He wrote a trilogy. The first one was called The Magus of Strobilos, The Extraordinary World of a Spiritual Healer. And you can actually see this guy if you go on YouTube. It's like, and you type in, like, The Magus of Strobilos, or, you know, Daskalos. It'll come up under Magus of Strobilos. He also wrote Homage to the Sun, and he wrote Fire in the Heart. And in, I think it's the first one, he regales us, you know, with, I mean, he basically followed this guy around and wrote down, you know, the things that he saw and experienced, and then, you know, he interviewed him. But one of the things that Daskalos, he's the Magus of Strobilos, was telling him is that every night we go out in the astral plane, you know, so it's like, and this is what actually the Bible talks about, the silver cord, you know, when the silver cord is broken, it's like when our silver cord is broken, that's what attaches our spirit to our body, and then that's when our body, you know, dies on this plane, but the spirit, you know, is released. But every night we go out on that silver bungee cord, if you will, and we go to the astral plane. So a lot of the times that people are in dream state, sometimes it's not, you know, it's like it's not necessarily a dream. It's like you're actually there. Your spirit is actually there, but you're still attached to your body. This is one of the reasons also he advocates and says, make sure you say prayers for protection before you go to sleep, because you can be attacked when you're out, you know, type of stuff. So what you're, I'm going to, you know, just take a leap here and say probably what you're experiencing when you're talking to them, you're actually there. You're on the astral plane, so are they. You're actually having an interaction with them. It's not just a dream, okay?
Yeah.
But get those, and, read through that. Read through, because it's really, it's fascinating.
Yeah, I'll have to. Cool. Yeah, there's like every night there's someone that I know that has passed in my dreams, every night. And they always like have something smart or witty to tell me. Funny.
Cool.
Well, honestly, what I can see, there's like a line of people, okay? And it's just like they've got, okay, now we'll do it tonight, you do it the next night, you do it Friday night, you do it Saturday night. It's like they're just coming through because they all have something different to say to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a couple of weeks ago, my Uncle Gary came through. And Kelly, you know how my pap has cancer. Uncle Gary is my pap's brother. And he came through and was with my pap. And I'm like, that's really weird. Like, there's just been all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
I typed in chat, I said, and there's your book titled, Messages from the Other Side. Write those down when you get up. It's like, write your book called Messages from the Other Side. And do
there,
it with, like,
there you go.
Diary. That'd be so cool.
You got a book in the making because they're all standing there waiting to come to you.
Exactly.
Well, I've been getting a lot of things for other people lately. Like my friend Kate, her grandpa came through, her grandma came through. Like, and the thing is I get names before the people show up. And so I'll just be sitting here and I'll hear like a random name and I'll be like, hey, do you know so-and-so? And they'll be like, yeah, why? And they look at me really funny and I'm like, well, they're here. And they're like, what?
Well, the only thing I feel that you're going to have to do is say, hey, guys, I want a week off here so I can have a life.
You're the delivery lady. You deliver the messages. Yeah. They give to you and they go, okay, now make sure this one gives you. You're the special delivery person, Angie.
It's so funny.
Instead of FedEx, you're the heavenly ex.
It's so funny because I've been struggling for months to just try to hear my uncle. And I still can't really hear him, but I can see pictures that he shows me.
Yeah.
But everyone else, they're just like yelling at me in my ear about random stuff. And I'm like, calm down.
It's like, I can't hear
well,
you.
They just want to make sure they're getting through.
And so I'll tell you this story and then I'll go. So,
that's my kind of that one. Yeah, they're using the cheerleader megaphone to get your attention.
So the day Justin passed away, I was sitting on my couch and I had not known that he passed, but I felt someone came in, and when someone new comes in, like my ear rings so, so loud.
Wow.
And I heard, my ear started ringing really loud and it was so loud that like I couldn't hear out of my left ear. And I was
wow.
like, I don't know who you are, and I'm not sure what you want, but that you're making my ear ring way too loud. And so I opened my eyes. I opened my eyes, and it looked like someone had gone out my window. Like, it was just like a flash. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
And so that was that, and I didn't think much about it, and my ear stopped ringing. That night,
oh.
I was walking through my house to get a bottle of water, and it was really dark in here, and I had my my bathroom light on. And you know how like someone will walk in front of a light and the light will go dim for a second and then it'll come back
yeah.
up?
Right.
That
yeah.
happened that night too. All before I even knew that he had passed.
Well, he was trying to let you and that was his spirit that went in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah, like I've
he
seen
was,
him
he
already.
He was trying to tell you. Uh-huh.
Is that you need one of those, like, special cameras or one of those video cameras, Angie. It's like you need to start photographing some of these stuff too. It's like photographs in the book are always really great.
I still see the thing in my spare bedroom all the time, Kelly. Like, all the time I'll be walking through and I'll see that person sitting in that chair.
Wow. See, talk to them first and say, you know, I would really like to get, you know, some pictures. It's like, and I know I'm going to plug the Lexus digital cameras because they got pictures for us of, I'll say, other dimensional beings. And then they made the camera disappear, and we're still looking for it in my house. after the kids and I were, you know, we're going, wow, look at this. That was like 10 feet away from us. OMG. You know, it's like, and then it's like they played hide and seek with the camera. They took it away, and it's like, you know, and a couple days later it was back, and it's like, and it disappeared again. It's like, and we haven't found it yet. I'm like going, okay. But they can be photographed. Yes, they can.
Well, I think you're going to find the camera again. I think they're going to set it out just to show you, hey, we heard what you said.
the first time I seen anything like that was when I seen Justin, but I didn't even know it was him, you know?
Oh, here's a question, chat. Maggie's asking, do you ever sit on the chair, you know, that you see the people in? Do you ever sit on it, or is that just kind of their chair?
I do sometimes, but I don't feel anything over by it. Like it's,
you don't sit on somebody's lap when you do, okay?
No.
I did that in some lady's house one day. Her fiance had passed, and I went to sit in this rocker, and I just as I sat down, she screamed, "Don't sit on him!" And it was just like, "Oh, excuse me!" And then I thought, "Oh my gosh, that woman's nuts."
Well, I think it's my great grandmother. Like, I really do, because that's where I hear my name be called from, is like around that room. So I think she just hangs out in there.
Well, tell her she's welcome to stay there as long as she was. But is there anything she wants to tell you? Just ask her.
Oh, I've been asking her that, but I don't hear anything from her besides her yelling my name throughout my house. And she'll go, Angela! And I'll be like, wait, what?
Oh, no. Well, like I said, you're going to have to put them all on hold sometime so you can have a life.
But, yes, thank you for Justin's message. That made me feel better, especially since tomorrow is his birthday and I've been, like, worried about his mom.
I just feel like he would like to have a marble cupcake with a candle in it and blow it out and you say, I love you.
And then you can eat it if you can.
You know, the night I found out, he didn't know about all of this stuff. I never told him. And you know Yvette Scott, right, Kelly?
Oh, okay, yeah, you talked about him, right, yeah. Okay.
Well, he told her that I was still perfect in his eyes, not even now that he knows everything. Like, that really just
<That's>
hit me.
Nice to get on the other side and go, wow, I never knew you were such a cool person.
Yeah, like, he didn't know. I didn't feel comfortable telling him yet. And, like, he told her that he still thinks I'm perfect even with all of this stuff. And I was like, aww. But yes, thank you for this. It's actually helped me quite a bit talking to him today because I think about him constantly. Like, he's never off my mind.
Yeah.
Well, he's around you a lot, too.
Tell him to talk to me. Justin, talk to me.
Well, he's trying to get through, okay? He's doing his best. And he will get through.
After he passed away, like a few days after, he started giving me visions of him right before the crash happened. And it's like he was looking down to change the radio station, and then the truck just, like, rolled on top of his car. And, like, he showed me that for days, like, all day long for a couple of days.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, Justin, oof.
Well, he wanted you to know what happened, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like he would say, I was so stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's taking, I feel like he's taking the blame for it a little bit.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just wanted you to see.
Yeah, but I mean, I wanted to see, but I also didn't want to see because, you know,
yeah.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
But thank you, and I will let you go if you can get other callers. But you really helped me today.
Oh, I was going to say,
thank
you know what, Anne? Like right now you're the only one on, so if you want to hang and talk for a little bit, it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can hang and talk.
Feel free to talk some more, man.
I wanted to share one too, when
my mom died, it's like I can relate because I was so in grief that it's like I couldn't feel her, sense her, anything because I was too emotional. And it took me going to a friend of mine, literally like 3 months after she died. I was like, I just need to find out, you know, if my mom's okay, you know, because I haven't, you know. And he was looking at me and going, your mom's right here, and there's a person I've never seen because he'd read from me before. He says, and there's a person I have seen standing right beside her. And it's like he started describing, I went, that's my sister. So my mom, and he says, your mom has been with you since the day she died, waiting for you to, like, you know, she's trying to give you this dream, blah, blah, blah. And he said, your emotions are so heavy and so, you know, sad with this. And he says, she's really worried about you because she doesn't want you to be this sad. You know, it's like she's right here with you, just like, you know, you, because I was with her when the spirit exited her body, I was like, we're there. And it's like, that's a really interesting moment to witness if you ever have that opportunity. And there is stuff that rises. But anyway, you know, but he said she has been with you ever since. And it's like, you know, if you can, you know, kind of just dispense with the grief and the emotion of whatever, you'll get things a lot clearer. I was like, okay. You know, I still wasn't good with that. But it's like it helped to know that she was there. And I was like going, okay, I'll just, you know, pretend she's in this chair and sit down and talk to her, you know, whatever. So, yeah. But it was really cool because she said that one of the things that came out was, he said she never knew who you were until she got on the other side and she felt privileged to be your mother. I'm like going, who am I? And this was back when I was like, who am I? Okay, tell me more.
That's pretty much what Justin did. Like, he didn't know the real me, I guess. And now, you know, he does, and he's
now
still...
Now he does.
Yeah. He still loves me, it seems.
You go, dang. I want to see it all on this side. Can't we see it all on both sides?
Well, the thing is, when I was laying in my bed crying that he had passed away, like, I would feel him here, and he comes in, like, ice cold, like, and he would just... he would be, like, scanning my whole body as I was laying here crying. And I would feel, like, cold from my head down to my feet. And it would just, like, you ever get a chill? Like, that's the kind of thing it would be. And I would,
it wasn't
cold in my room at all. But I would feel him just, like, looking at me and watching me cry. And then I would get cold from head to toe, and then he would leave. And then he would come back and check on me, and then he would leave. And it happened for, like, 2 days. So...
they have that cosmic cold until they learn how to do the temperature. A lot of times that's how you can tell when ones from the other side are there, is like, you know, it's like they go into what I call a cosmic cold moment because they don't have temperature control. There are cases where when, you know, it's like if your angel's comforting you, that kind of stuff, it's like literally I've had it where you can feel yourself like folded in feathers and you get really warm like a down quilt. It's like because they've been there, you know, your angelic ones have been there like a long time and they can do it warmly, but it's like sometimes the newly passed ones, you get cold because they're cold.
Yeah.
Or they're
like
from
Justin would, it was like he would hover above me and just look down my body and I would get like shivers my whole body.
Right.
Well, just tell him to go a little bit up further so you don't get so cold.
It was really warm in here.
He just wanted to be close to you.
Yeah. I miss him so much. Like, it's so weird.
About that is you know he's there. It's like, so what we're actually missing is the physical shell. It's like because you can't, you know, it's hard to give a person, I'll say, without skin on. It's hard to give them a hug. It's hard to, you know, pat them on the hair, you know, mess their hair or whatever. So it's like the essence of them, the spirit of them is still there. It's just that it's hard, you know, it's like when you go to give them a hug, it's like, yeah, your arms get cold, you know, it's like it passes through them. So it's like what we actually miss is that human configuration. So it's like because he's there.
I feel like he's on my right side right now. My right arm just got colder than the left one.
Well, he's just saying I'm here. Yes, he knows we're talking about him.
Mm-hmm. It's just so rough, though, because everything I see that reminds me of him, I just want to text him and be like, hey, I'm Justin, hey, because that would be our thing. Or he would text me and be like, hey, I'm Angie, hey. And it's so rough. Like, I wake up from nightmares and I want to text him, and it's just really bad.
Yeah. So instead of texting, go, hey, I'm going to talk to you right now. It's like, I'm sending you a spirit text.
I was sitting here watching a music video, and I was like, Justin, do you see this thing? Like,
hey, watch it. Cool, man. What do you think about this? It's like, yeah, okay, you know, I give it 3 thumbs up or what, you know,
like,
thumbs down.
I feel like he would have face-palmed at that video and said, really, Angie? And I wake up with songs that him and I used to listen to all the time in my head. Like, him and I would always link music back and forth, but there would be, like, certain songs that we would link to all the time. And
right.
I've been waking up with those in my head, like, every morning. So,
cool. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
He's very active with me.
You know, this might be a really interesting one for experimentation. And this is what I'm going to say, document this. You know,
I write everything down.
Yeah, okay, excellent. You know, but it's like, just try it. Like, put your phone out, because it's known that it's like, you know, they can affect electrical things because they're energy. So it's like, if you put your phone out and say, okay, you know, I mean, and there have been, they've had documented cases of people who have passed on, and it's like, you know, people will get a call from the phone that belonged to the deceased person, okay, and then they can't hear anything. They answer it and they can't hear anything, you know, there's some static or something. Mm-hmm. So maybe put your phone out and say, okay, see if you can text me. It's like, you know, let's try this thing. Let's see if you can text me so I can see you more clearly, or something like that. It's like, it'd be worthwhile.
Well, and another thing to do is just, like, on the pillow beside you, set a tape recorder, because a lot of times people bring in the voice on a tape recorder.
Yes. Yeah. And especially when you sleep at night. It's like, you might
because it's quiet and you don't hear other sounds. It's quiet then. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a day or two after he passed, I was on the phone with my cousin crying, and my phone just started making like the weirdest static loud noise I've ever heard. And I'm like, yeah, Justin, I know you.
I hear you coming in. Wait, it's the other person's conversation.
The only thing is, though, I've always wondered if and when he can give me messages, if he'll have me talk to his mom about it. Because that's the reason.
I don't think she's ready to hear anything yet.
Oh, no, I don't. I wouldn't say now, but I'm saying, like, but that's the reason. And I feel like she blames herself, because he went from Louisiana to California to visit her. And then he was driving back from California back to Louisiana when the accident happened. And I feel like she's blaming herself for it. And
She needs at least know that. We do have another caller. Angie, don't go away, though.
Okay. Okay.
We'll take our caller here really quick. Area code 630. You are on with us. Who are we talking with?
Hi.
And what can we help you with?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So I have a question. I'm looking for a position for my career, and I really need to find something good. I just wondered if you have any kind of feelings on how long it might take. I've been steadily looking for a while, but really, really, the last few weeks, stepping it up.
I feel like you're going to get something in about 2 to 2.5 weeks. There's a possibility of one that you've already seen about. I'm feeling, I'm seeing a three, so I would say it's down to three people, and you're one of them. But there's some other things coming in, okay?
So, like, so, I just interviewed for something today. Do you have any feelings on that one?
I think that's where I'm seeing the three. Because
can I
it's
ask
something
a question
that you've seen. Yeah.
When you're done. When you're done.
Well, you can do it now, yeah.
Is it an office job that you're going for? Is that what you're trying to get? Like a
yeah, very good.
Or like some kind of office work?
Kind of like administrative assistant.
Yeah, like I
can
see you doing a lot of paperwork. Like I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With coordination type skills, yes. It's in the office.
Yeah, I
like
just need paperwork in like an office setting. So I don't know. So it could be what you're going to get.
So this one position they're deciding on tomorrow, actually, I'm going to write a thank you note. But do you see other interviews coming up if this one doesn't pan out?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm
feeling four that are coming up, okay?
Seriously? Is that going to be some
yes.
things I applied for just recently? So.
Only two of them that you applied for, two new ones that you're going to hear about.
That I'm going to apply to?
Yes.
So do you think I'm going to find a good fit then within the next few weeks? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
And so, you know,
and
part of that
is
your application is like make sure it's like, you know, go through, you know, like what she was saying earlier to an earlier caller is make sure it feels like a good fit to you. It's like, you know, kind of go through and sit with each one and go, how would I feel about working here? How would I feel about, you know, and just listen to your gut, listen to your own intuition and say, okay, this is the one I want and focus on that.
Well, you're going to have to do that because there could be two offers come in right about the same time.
Wow.
Are you
kidding me?
About 8 days you're going to hear something.
Seriously.
Either you're going to find another just like another one to apply for, but I keep hearing like the word eight. I don't know.
Well,
what's
I just applied this week for a couple things that I thought I was a really good fit for, so I assume then you're thinking I might get some calls next week or something like that.
Yeah, you might. I don't know. I just keep hearing the word eight for some reason.
You know,
I think you're hearing
eight
because she will.
Eight?
I'm thinking the eight is like she could have a job within 8 days.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but I didn't want to give her
right.
hope.
Right.
So I don't think that fast though. All I've had is this one interview, and I've got to get some more interviews next week or the week after. You know what I mean? Like
you're gonna do a lot.
By then, you know. And just study them in for interviews.
You think
anyway.
I'm gonna get some calls then next week for some interviews?
Yeah, you're gonna be busy. You're gonna be busy next week with interviews.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope
the month of September makes me be busy,
and you know, I'd rather just even wait just to get the right thing. Like you said, I want to make sure that it's the right fit in the right salary. You know, somewhat the right salary.
Right.
And
because.
All that stuff.
You don't want to take something just because it is a job, and then the good one come up, and then you have to quit that one. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I feel
you
like you might do that.
Do you, what?
I feel like you might do that. You might be like, oh, okay, there's a job, but then a few days later something else might come up. So just
I want to be careful. Do you think that I should go, or do you see me going into the medium levels or the lower level position? Like, what are you seeing for that? Do you see me more like the coordination or more like the administrative assistant? Because I'm going in two directions. I'm moving it down a notch or two. I can't do high levels anymore. I just can't do it.
I'm feeling administrative.
Yeah, so am I. All I know is as soon as you started talking, I've seen your hands working, like, on paperwork in an office job. So that's
where
you're headed. When you first started talking, I seen your hands, like, working, like, writing papers or working with papers, and then I heard, like, office jobs. So it's something in that area. So you're going to do good, whatever it is.
Thank you so much. I don't know. Sometimes I get, like, real down, like, I'm not going to get something. It's not been a real long time.
Keep your energy up and be positive.
What?
So keep
your energy and follow up. Should I follow up? Like, I followed up today, and this lady's like, you shouldn't have called. She got mad. But the other positions.
No, it's hard to do her job and be quiet.
So just keep on following up, right?
was going to say, nothing wrong with following up. It lets the employer know that you're still there, you're still interested, and it's like,
just
following up on this, it's like, you know, and if they get mad, it's like, well, you know, chances are it wasn't the boss. Yeah.
And just, like, do you sometimes sense it takes some people a while? Because I find it interesting that you're saying such a short time, because a lot of people, it takes a really long time.
Well, and it's just like we say, it's the right time and right place for everything. You need a job. The right job is there for you, and they will put it in front of you so you'll get it. But the only thing I feel, you could have two at the same time, okay?
Yeah.
And it will. Mm-hmm. You'd have to decide on those.
Yeah. Would I be going to downtown area, like of the city, or to the suburbs more for the position? Like, will I go by car or by train? Train's easier.
I think I see you on a train.
I hope so. Yeah. It's a lot easier, you know what I mean, and cheaper.
Yeah.
I've gone by car and you get stuck with, you know, floods and winter.
So you're focused on what's going to be best, you know, for your best and highest good and what you're feeling really good with. So it's like, that's where you want to go. Okay?
Right.
And not take it out of, like, oh, my God, because it was a good salary and it's going to pay the bills and it's good. You know, just make sure that it's really the right fit.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I shall keep positive.
I'm going to put this out there. On September 8th is the third supermoon that we're having, and it's like, for reference, that was like, you know, Ron was telling us about that. I think it was not yesterday, but like two Wednesdays ago. So we are coming up on this third supermoon, so we're in a waxing moon right now, which is really a good time to, you know, things are coming to fruition. So it's like, so you might, when they're, you know, they were saying 8th, it's like I was going, oh, September 8th, you know, that's the super full moon. That's the third one we're having. So it's like, you must be employed.
But I'm moving into a new condo, like, in mid-September. I just hope that, like, maybe it's going to be a little bit after that because I got to still move and everything. I don't know, but you're saying it's in September sometime.
Cool.
Are you saying
sometime?
Well,
what would be
September?
Interesting is seeing the 8, you know, when you kept seeing the 8, wouldn't it be something if September 8th is when she's going to move?
Do you know what? My closing's on the 18th.
My closing's
on 1-8. My cousin's on 1-8 at me. So. And then I was supposed to move, like, after that a few days later because I want to move him back to the first. But that's too funny. So do you think it might be later in the month, or I'll just have to work it out or whatever?
I just feel interviews next week.
Yeah.
And then I feel two jobs coming through about the same time. And the one that you just saw about, I just feel like there's three people in the running for that, and you're still one of them.
Yeah, but the thing is that, but you don't see that as going through, really.
The what?
The one that I had today, you don't see that as an offer coming through?
Yeah, that's where there's three people. You're one of them.
But they said they're going to make an offer tomorrow, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's down to three people right now, and you're one of them.
Cool.
Do you think I'll be the finalist, or you don't know?
I'm feeling that it goes down to two, and you're still one of them. And the only thing that is it's in your favor is you have the experience they need. So you could be the one they choose. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in terms of interviews next week, I haven't gotten a call for anything yet. And then, you know, tomorrow.
Well, I'm seeing you evidently, you know, getting in touch with some people because there's interviews coming up next week.
Well, you mean they're going to be getting, they'll call me for an interview. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. But thank you so much. I'm going to continue on the roll. And I'm going to, like, I'm spending hours and hours each day. And I think the more you do that, the more, in the long run, it comes through because you just don't know what's the right thing. You know, you apply and you just don't know.
But you know what? Remember, like with The Secret, the attitude of gratitude, and you go, thank you that you're bringing me the right thing at the right time, and feel happy about it. You know, get into that happy.
Exactly, and appreciate each day, because I notice when I do that more and more and not be negative, and I just appreciate the day, and, you know, that the money I have and the opportunity, whatever it is that day that God sent me. You know, if you just appreciate those little things, It like builds on that, so you have more of a positive attitude that things will go your way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You got
it. And then thank your angels first thing in the morning for this day. And thank you for opening the right job position at the right time for me.
Right, exactly. And I just, you know, like kind of didn't have a lot of luck in my last job. It wasn't the right thing at all, so that's why I'm going down a couple levels. I feel that that's really what I can handle, and I think I'll be happy at that. I really feel at peace with that. I feel like that's going to be the best thing for me. So,
well, and if you feel that good with it, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
and it's also the place, you know, that I get into a good place with nice people. So I think, you
know,
like
what
you said, it will happen.
Call us back and let us know how it goes, because this is the kind of stuff that's like, yeah, let us know, please.
Okay, I will.
All righty. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
God bless.
Can I ask you one more question? I've been applying a lot for these nonprofits downtown that are not, like they're not associations per se. Do you think that's a good direction I'm going in? Because I've always been a not-for-profit, but I'm opening it up. Like, associations is where I have all the experience, not-for-profit associations. And there is one, you know, an associations and certification. I mean, I'm totally agree that this one coming up, I'm going to check on that next week. I'm thinking that one I'll probably get an interview to. But do you see, like, maybe it opening up for me and those other not-for-profits, you know, like, children's agencies and things downtown, you know, it could be bigger things like United Way, but not associations per se.
Well, I'm just kind of feeling I want to just pursue the job situation now, kind of put that a little bit on the back burner until after you have your job.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is where I'm applying right now, I've opened up my search, not just associations. Mm-hmm. So do you see that it could be the not-for-profit, a different kind of not-for-profit that I end up in, because I'm applying for a lot of those.
The one that you mentioned is a definite, you know, that you're going to get, okay? But it's just like for the main job situation, that's what I want to get, like, get it definitely going.
So you're saying don't apply outside
of
association?
Well, no, the one that you said you wanted to apply for that, because it's like you're already...
I did, and I'm going to follow up next week. Yeah,
oh, okay, because it's like you already have that, and, you know, that's like already yours.
You think so? You have a feeling about that one? But then also, do you think not-for-profits, the other kind, would be good too, that there might be something in that I might get another offer from?
I think so.
That might be what she's talking about, the two at once. She said she feels
like...
Yeah,
like if there's another one that comes up, because I am applying to a lot of those not-for-profits too. A couple of them really interested me, you know, like working with like children's programs, like big, not like United Way, but a bigger company like that, like an executive, you know, assistant.
Well, I'm feeling like there's a big company that would be like all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that company is, okay, I don't know.
I've been applying to some of those not-for-profits.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna just keep it up and then go with, like you said, deep down inside what's the best, and it'll come to me and keep them, you know, going in that
it
way.
It will. Just remember,
okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. I'll call back, Chris.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to leave pretty soon.
Okay. I got one last question from chat here that, let's see. I want to get this in really quick because literally we've got about 60 seconds here. She says, my son is in South America and just met a lady. He is bringing her home in 2 months for a visit. Is this a serious relationship?
Definitely.
All righty. There's the answer, Max.
It's more serious than mom knows.
I feel
well, I think she figured that when he was bringing her home. First of all, she goes, well, he's in Peru or someplace, or, you know, someplace down, way down south. And he started out to do this world tour of like, wait a minute. It's not kite flying. Shoot, I like. And so she goes, well, he's got a new girlfriend because he broke up with his other girlfriend because she was, you know, because he was going on this, you know, whatever, anyway. And she goes, well, he called and told me her name. And she goes, and then he's coming, he's making alterations in his plan for the world tour, and he's bringing home, you know, bringing this girl home, and they're going to tour the United States for a couple months. I'm going, okay.
I'm not sure why, but I've seen grandkids. So,
well,
go,
that's coming too.
Like, she can already be pregnant.
Wedding bell blues.
It's possible it's already there.
That's, yeah, because I got that really strong, like, grandma.
All right. Well, they're telling us we got 10 seconds. So one more time, Annabelle, real quick, tell us how to get a hold of you. And she goes, that's what I thought.
Okay. My phone number is 330-484-4807.
All righty. So call her and get those individual readings. And thank you, Angie, for also joining us here. And we had a good conversation today. This has been fun. So,
yeah, well, get that book going.
Yeah, I'm sorry
for interrupting, but like I just kept seeing the word eight over and over and over and over and over and over. Like, so I'm sorry for like throwing my two cents in there, but.
Well, no, there is a significance. You don't see things for nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're seeing it, we all need to keep track of what happens in 8 days from now.
Yeah, right? Especially for her.
Or it could be 8 hours, maybe. Let's
hope
it's not 8.
Yeah, I just kept seeing 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. But I think 8 days.
8 candles.
Eight candles.
No.
Well, get that cupcake ready for tomorrow.
I will. I'll have to get a cupcake for him.
Okay.
Thank you again for your help
today. God bless. Okay.
Have fun. And Bonnie, I was thinking she was going to call in today. She was going to try to call in. She says, I think I can call in today. And I was like, I bet she was out on the beach someplace with no cell phone service again. So that's been her big thing this week is like, no computer service, no cell service. So it's like, I know she, you know, says hi to everybody. She'll be back on Monday. She sends love. It's like love is in the air. So I'm like going, yep, I'm going to make sure we say that. That happened. I'm like going, yes, this is Bonnie's show. That's why it's Bonnie Albers on air. So she will be with us. She is with us in spirit. We're like, please, so, going, my phone's not working. I have no service. Ah.
Well, you need to be there on Monday and say she's back.
She's back, right? For real? No, seriously. Every week I've announced, you know, because she tells me, it's like, I'm gonna be back on Monday. Okay, great. So I announce it, like, she's gonna be back on Monday. It's like, nope. And then she canceled Monday and Tuesday. It's like, next week, like, I'm gonna be back Monday. Okay, great. You know, so I tell everybody and going, I'm feeling like the false prophet here. I really am. I'm feeling like, you know, Jonah was sent to Nineveh to, you know, to prophesy their destruction, and then the city repented and God didn't destroy him, and Jonah was all bent out of shape going, I feel like a false prophet here, God. You made me look like really like an idiot, you know, because you didn't destroy the city. I'm like going, I can understand this. It's like, I was like, she's going to be here. It's like, no, she's not. She's going to be here. No, she's not.
Well, just tell her you don't want to say she's not back.
Right.
You want to say she's back.
She's back. So she assured me. So like I said, third time's a charm. So it's like she really will be back on Monday. And it's Labor Day, but she's going to be laboring on the show because she misses it. She goes, I miss my peeps. It's like I miss talking to people. I'm going, I can relate. I do too. I understand this. I really do, you know. Speaking of which, she's just calling now. So
there you go. Well, tell her I said hi.
I sure will.
Okay, talk
Alrighty,
to you
thank
later.
You, Annabelle.
You're
we'll talk
welcome.
To you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, and we will see you again.
Okay,
thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello. And she says hi.